main. Going back down the Kansas soon. Bring back the second cousin, Little John the Conqueror. My man, spell him A N Maine. Never miss the way I make love to them. They can't resist. My man, I spell him A.
You've heard the noise they make, but let me introduce my new Rocket 88. Yes, it's straight, just one way. Everybody likes my Rocket 88. Baby, we'll ride in style, moving all along. Smart and designed, black convertible top, and the gals don't mind. Sporting with me, riding all around town for joy. Blow your horn, baby, blow! My rocket and don't be late, baby, we're pulling out about 8:30. Going round the corner and get a bill. Everybody in my car's gonna take a little nip. Move on out, oozing and cruising along.
For March of 1951, that was Jackie Brenston and his Delta Cats, featuring Ike Turner on piano, Brenston on vocals and saxophone. Brenston was a cousin of Ike Turner. Ike had, if he hadn't put the band together himself, he'd at least gotten these guys to go record at Sam Phillips' son studios at the time. And this was somewhat of a hit for them, and some music historians say it was actually the first rock and roll song. It was definitely a jump blues tune, apparently based on Jimmy Ligon's Cadillac Boogie. But the great number, and this interesting story, I don't know if it's apocryphal or not, but that state trooper in Mississippi, right just south of the Mississippi Tennessee line. Ran across these guys trying to tie an amplifier to the top of a car that it had fallen off the car, apparently, and they were trying to get it back on. And anyway, they did succeed, and they were Jackie Brenston and his group. They got to the Sun Phillips Studios, and the speaker cone in the amplifier had ruptured and gave a very distorted tone. Sam Phillips didn't have an extra amplifier for them to use, so they had to use that particular guitar amplifier as it was, hence the distorted tone that you hear on the guitar on that recording. And of course, distortion became sort of a common feature of a lot of rock recordings later on. Don't know if it was a cause and effect, but interesting tale nonetheless. Before we heard Jackie Brenston and his Delta Cats from 51, we heard Bo Diddley from March of 1955 with the original recording of I'm a Man. Muddy Waters, of course, within a very few months, quickly went into the studios and recorded his own version of that tune. And, of course, many people associate that number with Muddy Waters. We're going to turn next here on the Blues Box to Maria Muldaur, but we'd like to remind you we're in our last hour of the Blues Box for this fall fundraiser. If you're not a member and supporter of public radio, we hope you'll take this time to decide to become one, and that you'll either call 482-5787 and pledge your financial support to help us keep these programs going, or that you'll go online and pledge securely at krvs.org. From the disc Naughty, Bawdy, and Blue that came out in 2007, Maria Muldaur with an Old Lady Green composition.
With some other gal that you rape, Lord, you crave to see him lying down in his grave. So if your man is nice, take my advice, hug him every morning, kiss him every night, give him all the love you got, treat that man right. With you. Lots of good love and treat that man right. 'Cause a good man nowadays sure is so hard to find.
Please help me ease my aching heart. Cry all night. I just can't bear you out of sight. I can't have no peace of mind. Now that you've left for me behind, you must have a heart of stone. Stormy past, and hope our love will always last. Lord knows I've stood the pain. I've cried and cried for you in vain. When we met, we made a vow.
From the mid to late 1950s, that was Linda Hayes. She was the sister of the Platters' lead singer, Tony Williams. She records with the Platters backing her up at some point. And this particular recording was probably one that she did for King Records around 1955 or so. Take Me Back, Linda Hayes. She was preceded by Maria Muldaur. We heard Maria from the disc Naughty, Bawdy, and Blue. And the disc is comprised mainly of old classic women's blues tunes from the 1920s. We heard Maria do a cover of Good Man is Hard to Find, an old Eddie Green composition. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. And we're going to turn next to music from Ray Charles, sort of a classic, some early Ray Charles. This one dates back to 1953, and it's definitely appropriate for our fundraiser. We are in day 8 of our 10-day fundraiser. We're hoping that that you'll show your support for public radio here in Acadiana by pledging online at krvs.org or give us a call at 482-5787.
As I was walking down the street last night, pretty little girl came into sight. I bowed and smiled and asked her name. She said, "Hold it, bud, I don't play that game." I reached in my pocket, and to her big surprise, that was Lincoln staring her dead in the eye.
"Oh, greenback dollar bill, just a little piece of paper coated with chlorophyll."
she looked at me with that familiar desire. Eyes lit up like they were on fire. She said, my name's Flo and you're on the right track. Look here, Daddy, I wear furs on my back. So if you want to have fun in this man's land, let Lincoln and Jackson start shaking hands.
On a greenback dollar bill. Just a little piece of paper coated with chlorophyll.
I didn't know what I was getting into, but I'd pop Lincoln and Jackson too. I didn't mind seeing them fade out of sight. I just knew I'd have some fun last night. Whenever you're in town and looking for a thrill, if Lincoln can't get it, Jackson sure will.
On a greenback dollar bill. Just a little piece of paper coated with chlorophyll.
Went to a nice spot where the lights were low. Dined and danced and I was ready to go. I got out of my seat and when Flo arose, she said, hold it, Daddy, while I powder my nose. I sat back down with a smiling face while she went down to the powder place.
With my greenback dollar bill. Just a little piece of paper coated with chlorophyll.
The music stopped and the lights came on. I looked around and saw I was all alone. I didn't know how long Flo had been gone, but a nose powder sure didn't take that long. I left the place with tears in my eyes as I waved Lincoln and Jackson last goodbye.
On a greenback dollar bill. Just a little piece of paper coated with chlorophyll.
Support for Blues Box comes from Joe and Barbara White of Lake Charles, paying their dues to support the blues.
Some people think I'm a square, 'cause I don't do what they do. I give it up whiskey and beer and wine too. I don't do cocaine, I don't smoke reefers or hash. But I get my kicks when I feel cold cash. I want some money. I don't mean nickels and dimes. Just bring me lots and lots of money and let me count those dollar signs. I used to do all those things I mentioned to you. I drank and I smoked. Chase women's too. I had a few laughs, I had a few thrills, but I found out pretty quick it wasn't paying my bills. I want some money. I'm talking dollars and cents. I want a bankroll of pictures of all those dead presidents. Money cost too much, ain't enough. Life ain't about getting high or chasing a skirt. Though sometimes it's fun when no one get hurt. But now there's only one thing to help you make it through each day. That's having something to spend and having money to pay. I want some money. I like my pocket full of dough. Count, sit back and watch it grow.
the legendary blues band from 1983, doing a number called Money. They were largely Muddy Waters sidemen. That back in 1980, they formed their own band. Muddy Waters was his health was not all that good at the time. He only had about 3 years to live, and they weren't touring much, so they needed to get out on the road themselves, and they formed their own group: Pinetop Perkins, Jerry Portnoy, Calvin Jones, Willie Smith, and Peter Ward. Before we heard them talking about Money, we heard Ray Charles talking about Greenbacks from 1953. Ray Charles with discussing the little piece of paper coated with chlorophyll. And we're hoping that some of you will pledge that. Maybe not the Lincoln and Hamilton, maybe. But, well, we'll take a Hamilton, definitely.
Absolutely. And, you know, last Friday, Raul, we've said that before, but two people called up and joined our Cypress Lake Circle, which is an annual gift of $1,000 or more. So if you've been giving a long time and, you know, you wanted to join that circle, that would be great. Also, we've been talking about the dollar a day contribution. If you listen every day to KRVS, what a great way to support us by a dollar a day, that $365 level. Thanks so much to Melissa Schwartz from Crowley, and she's making this pledge in memory of Charlie Prejean. Remember Charles Prejean?
Yeah,
he used to come in, loved the blues. He used to play the blues in the emergency room when he was working there. And again, a healer. And we really appreciate that. Charlie used to come in and make his pledge during the blues box. And we miss him. Thank you very much, Melissa Schwartz, for making your contribution in his name. Thanks to John Furstel, Jack Furstel, who is in the English department here at UL Lafayette. We appreciate your contribution by payroll deduction. Thanks for stopping by. All faculty and staff, you can pay by payroll deduction. It's painless. You can do it monthly, say $5, $10, $15, $20 a month, and you don't even notice it. And by the end of the year, you've made a really nice contribution. Stop by KRVS, and we can fix you up with a payroll deduction card, or just call us and we can send one to you through campus mail. Thanks to Stephen Uten from Lafayette. We really appreciate it. He said he was gone for 5 months this year and really missed KRVS as part of his daily life. Thank you very much, Stephen. And Gretchen Varnell. Thank you so much. Gretchen used to be a student here at UL and worked at KRVS while she was a student. She's challenging all camp directors. If you're a camp of director of any kind of camp, please consider yourself challenged and make a contribution. She says, thanks to everybody at KRVS for developing her sense of musical culture. And thanks for that little memory. I apparently taught her how to say écoutez.
Thanks, Gretchen.
And écoutez. Thanks so much, Gretchen, for your contribution. 337-482-5787, 482-KRVS. And I see Alan Bakke and Winnie Darfin coming in here to KRVS, longtime supporters of KRVS. He just, of course, last week challenged all architects.
Yeah. Thanks, Alan and Winnie.
Yes, thank you. 337-482-5787, 482-KRVS. I just put up on Facebook a picture of our tote bag, the one that Raul is eyeing to be so useful for carrying all kinds of things, CDs, LPs, picnics, fried chicken, whatever you want to carry in it. It's got a rooster on it, sort of a woodcut graphic that Lindsay Dreher did for us. So if you go to KRVS Public Media, you can see that picture of the tote bag on there. It's really, really a fun, really nice design. $75, not so much. And you could break that down into maybe three payments or more if you can't do it all at once. 337-482-5787, 482-KRVS. Give what you can, give generously, but every amount is appreciated. $10, $100, or that $1,000 amount. 337-482-5787, 482-KRVS. Many people doing their contributions by installments. We can do that by credit card, or our membership program will keep track of it and send you a reminder with your how much you need to pay monthly. So just let us know how you'd like to make that contribution, and we can facilitate it for you. 337-482-5787. Bach lunch going on right now. We know some people are heading out there, or perhaps have gone, eaten, listened to the music. Timon is there, and maybe you're heading back to the office right now, or your studio, or home. Make a note. to call KRVS or make that contribution online. This is day 8 of our annual fall fundraiser. We're moving through the days. Blues Box, certainly a great favorite of so many of you. Make that contribution, pay your blues dues, and let us know, whether you call or make your contribution online, what it is about the Blues Box you love. Maybe when you started listening to it, give us your blues story and your blues dues as well. 337-482-5787-482-KRVS. And if you do make one of those higher donations, 250 or over, you could choose our Red Festival chair. Great use of out of those. Our logo is on the front and back. When you go to a festival or an athletic event, something outdoors, you can tote along that chair in its own red carrying case. That's available for a $250 contribution or over. Lots of great ways to support KRVS. Our thank you gifts are... I guess we have another purpose in them because they help to promote KRVS, but we think you'll really like them. They're ones that people keep for years, and they're quite proud of them. I know the Slim Harpo T-shirt that came out a number of years ago.
Yeah, Megan Barra.
People still keep that as their dress wear. You know, their dress blues. I guess we could say that.
And also, the black one goes well with a tuxedo jacket, pants.
Yes. Many a groom has worn that at his wedding. That's a really favorite T-shirt, and I know this one will be a great favorite of many people as well. 337-482-5787-482-KRVS. Maybe get one of those new Blues Box shirts, $75 contribution or over. So, Raul, we don't have much time left in the Blues Box, and there are people who wait till the last minute.
30 minutes
call.
Left.
30 minutes. You've been listening. You've been enjoying the blues. It's time now to go to the telephones or your computer and pay those blues dues. We're waiting to hear from you, or you could drop by. Let's keep on with the music, Raul.
Okay, thanks, Judith. We're going to turn now to Duke Robillard, one of the founding members of the band Room Full of Blues. We're going to go to his 2009 release, Listen to Duke, from this disc, Stomp the Blues Tonight is the name of the disc. He's got a cover of an old Jesse May Robinson tune for us.
Getting steeper, money's getting cheaper. I found myself a woman, but I just couldn't keep her. Time's getting tougher than tough. Things getting rougher than rough. I make a lot of money, but just keep spending the stuff. Well, pork chops on the market, ask the butcher for a pound. Buy a pork chop when I laid my money down. Time's getting tougher than tough. Things getting rougher than rough. Well, I make a lot of money. I just keep spending the stuff. to try. Undertaker's got a union and it costs too much to die. Time's getting tougher than tough. Things getting rougher than rough. I make a lot of money, I just keep spending the stuff. Politicians are telling folks to cut down on the meat. Why don't they cut the prices and let all the people eat? Time's getting tougher than tough. Things getting rougher than rough. Well, I make a lot of money, I just keep spending the stuff.
Support for Blues Box comes from Begno Manufacturing. Begno is a precision sheet metal shop that combines high-tech laser equipment while strengthening the company's commitment to the community. Begno offers a tour of the facility and lunch every Friday. The telephone number is 237-5069.
One, two.
I need money. Money right now. I need money, money right now. Just trying to get ahead, making ends meet somehow. I've torn my bed and I'm sleeping on the floor. That old landlord come knocking, he come a knocking on my door, saying, you gotta pay your rent, boy, and pack your things and go. How much, Mr. Landlord, ain't got nothing at all. But the roaches in the kitchen, spiders crawling on the wall. Oh, the rats are playing hide and seek in a hall. I need money, money right now. I need money, money right now. Just trying to get ahead, making me somehow. Uphill road, oh, slipping and sliding on a greasy uphill road. Oh, I feel like leaving, but I got nowhere to go. I need money, money right now. I need money, money right now. Get ahead, make ends meet somehow. I need money, money right now. I need money, money right now. Just trying to get ahead, make ends meet somehow.
Hans Taysink and Terry Evans from the disc Delta Time, a tune called I Need Money. This is a very, very interesting disc. Taysink from Norway. Terry Evans, of course, United States blues and singer, blues and gospel singer, a guy that can put out some incredible harmony, both of them on guitar. Ry Cooder on guitar on two or three tracks on this particular disc. It's got some great, great vocals, some really rich harmony that is not all that common in blues, even in acoustic blues. This disc, I'd give that one an A+. We heard prior to hearing Hans Taisink and Terry Evans, Duke Robillard. We heard him from his disc Stomp the Blues Tonight. He did Money's Getting Cheaper, and we hope that you'll consider money, giving money to KRVS if you are not yet a member. We've got 24 minutes left of the Blues Box. I hope that that you'll consider pledging during that time. If you already have, or if you sent in a renewal, I'd like to thank you very much for that, and we all would. And you'll have, if you're not a member, well, consider doing it before the end of the fundraiser. Now would be great, but a little later on tomorrow, there'll be Zydeco with John and MC. Herman Fusilier will have his great program tomorrow afternoon. Lee Kleinpeter comes on. Bill Bolins, we have a great, great Saturday full of Louisiana music for you. And then Sunday, a lot of great Cajun music coming your way. And Cecil will be closing out the fundraiser with reggae music on the program, Jamon. So chances to give, but it's best to strike while the iron's hot. If you're not yet a member, please call in a pledge, 482-5787, or go online and pledge securely at krvs.org. From July of 1963, here is Mississippi John Hurt.
Dirty business, how my baby treat me. Nobody's business but mine. Nobody's dirty business, how my baby treat me. Nobody's business but my own. Get boozy, then again she tries to rule me. Nobody's business but mine. Nobody's dirty business how my baby treat me. Nobody's business but my own. But mine, nobody's dirty business how my baby treat me. Nobody's business but my own. Sometime my babe get boozy, then again she tries to rule me. Nobody's business but mine. Nobody's dirty business how my baby treat me. Nobody's business but my own. That letter, if you take me back, I'll treat you better. Nobody's business but mine. Nobody's dirty business how my baby treat me. Nobody's business but my own. Prince of Cola gonna buy my baby money molder. Nobody's business but mine. Nobody's dirty business how my baby treat me. Nobody's business but my own. Might rake up crazy alive to grab my gun, kill my baby. Nobody's business but mine. Nobody's dirty business how my baby treat me. Nobody's business but my own.
From 1963, once again, Mississippi John Hurt, recorded in Washington, D.C. for the Library of Congress. He had been, quote-unquote, rediscovered a few months prior to this in the tiny little burg of Avalon, Mississippi, by folklorist Tom Hoskins. He and another guy decided, hey, this Mississippi John Hurt was from this town. Hoskins was going to Mardi Gras that year in New Orleans, and he took a detour to see if he could find John Hurt, and he did.
Thankfully for all of us who get to enjoy his music now. Just beautiful. Thanks so much to those of you who are calling in. Thanks to Wayne Anderson of Able Pawn and Jewelry, and he is challenging all other pawn stores to make their contribution as well. Thank you so much, Wayne Anderson with Able Pawn and Jewelry. Thanks to Erin Bass. She is donating on behalf of Deep South Magazine, and she's challenging all local writers to support KRVS. Thank you so much, Erin Bass and Deep South Magazine, for your contribution. And thanks to Alan Bakke and Winnie Darfin for their contribution. And they actually very thoughtfully rethought their contribution and stopped by to up their contribution in a very thoughtful way. And we really, really appreciate that. And thanks to John Merriweather calling in his pledge. He's doing some family duty right now and wasn't able to come in this week to make his usual kind of a good cup of coffee a day pledge. You know that we do talk about that, you know, what we spend money on daily, that, you know, really we just think nothing of it. We expend that money. And so he ponders over, what do you spend on just a regular cup of coffee? Not a cappuccino, not a latte, but just a regular cup of coffee. And he's come up with his own yearly sum for that. And we really appreciate it. So he's challenging everyone to think about how they spend their money daily, whether it's coffee or soda or just things that we mindlessly spend our money on. And also to consider the convenience of the monthly pledge, so that if you would like to make a larger donation, think about breaking it down monthly, and it makes it so much more doable when you think about $15 a month or $20 a month. So a lot of things to consider when you're going to make that blues dues pledge. What do you spend daily, and is it as good for you, and does it deliver as much as something like the Blues Box? We think not, but just consider that right now, and then make your pledge just like so many people have. But we know there are thousands of you out there listening all over South Louisiana, listening to the blues, enjoying it, and thinking that someone else is going to do your part for you.
We've had a lot of people pledge online from other states.
And yes.
Our streaming is expensive, but people elsewhere pledge to support KRVS here in Lafayette, Louisiana. So, I mean, we're getting an infusion from people that it is worth it where they are. So if you're listening now and you haven't contributed, it's worth it where you are. You know that to be a fact. And the endorsements we get from other areas of the country and even other places in the world indicate that there is value to this station, that those same listeners don't necessarily find elsewhere in other states. So.
No, and for many who are from Louisiana, it's a real lifeline back to our state and culture. Please support us. If you listen online, please support that streaming. We have just how many minutes left in the Blues Box?
We've got 15 minutes.
15 minutes, a quarter of an hour. And, you know, for those pledge procrastinators, and, you know, it's not a... We do that probably for some very good reasons. And some of us, that's just our rhythm. We wait until the last minute. So for those of you who are out there listening and you've been thinking about how much you want to give and maybe right now considering what you do spend a dollar a day on, and maybe come up with that monthly sum and you could make a really nice contribution to KRBS. 337-482-5787 482-KRVS 482-KRVS, or make that pledge online securely right now at krvs.org. You can pay by credit card so easily and securely at that site. And we again encourage you to ask your company about their matching gift program, and your contribution could double to KRVS and in some cases triple. Thanks again to Hub City Diner with Biscuits for the Blues that they supplied today, and the Taco Sisters for our lunch. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Here's Keb Moe.
Baby blues, time to kick off your walking shoes and hug the pillow on your bed and lay down your sleeping head. Hush now, no need to talk. Hear the ticking of the clock. Stars that twinkle, stars that shine. Dream and you'll have wings to fly. Good night, baby blue. Close your eyes, baby blue. The moonlit sky watches over. Close your eyes, baby blue. Lullaby, baby blue. Time to kick off your walking shoes and hug the pillow on your bed and lay down your sleepy head. Good night, baby blue. Close your eyes, baby blue. The moonlit sky watches over you. So close your eyes.
Support for Blues Box comes from Acadiana Prescription Shop and independent pharmacist Joel Frugier. Acadiana Prescription Shop is located in Lafayette's Oil Center next to Hyman's. The number for Acadiana Prescription Shop is 233-4017.
Little man walked up and down. He found an eating place in town. He read the menu through and through to see what 15 cents could do. One meatball, one meatball, he could afford but one meatball. Near at hand, the simple dinner he had planned. The guests were startled, one and all, to hear that waiter loudly call. What? One meatball. One meatball. This here gent wants one meatball. The little man felt ill at ease. He said, some bread, sir, if you please. The waiter hollered down the hall, you get no bread with one meatball. One meatball. One meatball. little man felt very bad. One meatball was all he had. And in his dreams he hears that call. You get no bread with one meatball. One meatball. One meatball. Well, you get no bread with one meatball.
Josh White from 1944 with a tune that I guess was his best known piece, One Meatball, an interesting number from a very interesting blues musician. He started out as a boy, actually, in the Carolinas, took a blind blues singer to Chicago, and there, by that time, he himself was a guitar player and singer. Started recording in the early 1930s, went by two names. He recorded a lot of his secular material back in the 30s under the name of Pinewood Tom, if I remember right. And Josh White was a name he used for gospel materials. Again, Josh White from 1944. Before we heard Josh White, we heard Keb Moe from the disc Just Like You doing Lullaby Baby Blues. And we have just a few minutes left during the Blues Box today for you to pledge during this program anyway, 482-5787, 482-KRVS. We'd love to hear from you before the bell chimes at 1 p.m. Back now to the 1950s, music from Big Bill Brunsey. This tune was written by Merle Travis and was a big hit for Tennessee Ernie Ford in the 50s. It's interesting to hear a sort of straight acoustic blues version of 16 Tons.
Flesh and blood and skin and bone. Mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, so now what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. So St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. All my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. Picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons, number 9 coal. Straw boss said, God dog your soul, you load 16 tons. So what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. So St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. All my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when it was drizzling rain. Fighting and shooting is my middle name. I was born in a canebrake, raised by Mama Lown. No high-toned woman can make me change my mind. I loaded 16 tons, so what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. So St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. All my soul to the company store. When you see me coming, you better step aside. A lot of people didn't and a lot of them died. One fist of iron and the other one of steel. The right one don't get you, boy. Left one will. You load 16 tons, so what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. So St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Once again, music from Big Bill Brunsey, recorded in the 1950s. He died in the late 50s of throat cancer, and very unfortunate loss for the music world, particularly as he would have been a really, really great asset and had a great second career during the folk and blues boom of the late 50s and early 1960s. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. This program is made possible in part by contributions from listeners like you, and also from Grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is KRVS 88.7 FM, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. And we're going to sort of cruise on up to Nick Spitzer's program, American Roots, and we have a few people to thank.
We'd like to thank Angelica Fontenot. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. And a big thanks to UL Professor John Tanner. He's a professor in the business department and just wrote a lovely note about what the Blues Box means to him.
Thanks, John.
And his favorite things. And it would be the top one. Thank you very much, John Tanner, for stopping by. And thanks to Harold Guidry, who also works here at UL, is a master carpenter and made the shelves in our front lobby. We love. We appreciate it so much. Harold Guidry, thank you very much for your contribution. Thanks to Dr. Ken Falterman from Lafayette. He's challenging all Blues Boxaholics. Blues Boxaholics, that's a new word. Thank you so much, Dr. Ken Falterman, for your longtime support for KRVS. We really, really appreciate that. 337-482-5787, 482-KRVS. Please give what you can, whether that's $10 or our Cypress Lake Circle of $1,000 or more a year. Every amount is appreciated. Every call counts. Every person who donates makes a huge difference to us. It's important when we write grants to have numbers who support us. And so please make that pledge. Do your part. Call or go online or stop by to contribute today. And think about those things, about how much you listen, how many hours do you spend with it, how much pleasure do you get out of these shows, and then think about what you spend maybe $1 or $2 a day on, and kind of put that in the mix and put it in perspective and put a value on KRVS's programming and come up with the right amount for you to give. 337-482-5787, 482-KRVS. We have some really nice t-shirts for $75 or over. Blues Box t-shirt, the vintage rooster weather vane shirt with KRVS on the directionals, or the really nice women's shirt that's a seafoam blue. Our mug is a speckled yellow with an alligator crawling on it. Really nice items, but they're small thank you gifts. This music is your main gift, and you know what happens when you invest in KRVS, because you hear it every time you tune in, whether it's for the Blues Box or American Roots or Freetown Radio coming up at 3 o'clock or the Zydeco Show or any of Lee Kleinpeter's shows. The list goes on, we're sure, for you. And if you're like most KRVS listeners, it doesn't go very far from the 88.7 on your radio dial. Call 337-482-5787, 482-KRVS. Make that call, pay your blues dues, and you'll feel good. Every time you hear Raul, you don't have to hide behind your radio. Call now, 337-482-5787.
And thank all of you out there for your support.